With STPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Weather forecasters expect significant snowfall from an incoming storm system. A winter storm warning is in effect for far western South Dakota from tonight through tomorrow, and the rest of South Dakota is under a blizzard warning from tomorrow through Saturday. Jeff Chapman with the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls says winds from 40 to 50 miles per hour will combine with several inches of snow, leading to life-threatening travel conditions.
Across southeast South Dakota, we're going to see some wide-ranging accumulations, but generally very heavy and potentially historic snowfalls exceeding daily records across much of the area. We're looking for amounts anywhere from possibly as low as 6 to 8 inches in the far southeast corner of the state as you get down towards Sioux City, with some amounts of up to 10 to maybe 16 inches from portions of south-central South Dakota toward east-central South Dakota around the Brookings-Flandreau area.
Chapman says strong thunderstorms are possible overnight tonight in southeast South Dakota. He says windy conditions and hail are possible. Chapman says storms are in the forecast again for tomorrow evening before rain switches to snow. South Dakota Secretary of Transportation Darren Berquist says in a statement that the winter storm will hamper and possibly cripple travel for most of the state. He says, in his words, there's a high probability of interstate closures as the storm impacts South Dakota. U.S. Senator Mike Rounds is weighing in on President Donald Trump's possible reconsideration of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Rounds and other South Dakota U.S. Senator John Thune say they're concerned by the president's trade war with China. Rounds says that partnership is a good counter to proposed tariffs by the Chinese government. The president abandoned TPP talks shortly after he was inaugurated. Rounds says he wants the president to sign the TPP the way it was written in the first place. More news, listen.stpb.org. Good evening. You're with South Dakota Public Broadcasting.